Hello and welcome to January's Library Chat, the monthly podcast by the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, where we chat about books and podcasts with library staff and guests. I am Sarah Williford, Library Director for the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. Here with me today for our episode are some familiar voices if you listen to our library podcasts. Leslie Heinzler, our Special Services Librarian.
Hello.
Denise Bean, our Youth Services Librarian.
Hi.
And also with us today are three special guests from our library staff. Jody Aldini, Patron Services Librarian.
Hello.
Angie Houck, Technical Services Librarian.
Hello.
Leland Smith, IMC Service Specialist.
Hello.
Welcome to all of you, and thanks for joining us today. And we will explain in a moment why we have invited Jody, Angie, and Leland here today.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. So, just a quick catch-up. First, Happy New Year. Hope everyone had a Happy New Year. Welcome to 2023. Whatever that means.
It was kind of the first year that you force yourself to stay up till midnight, because I read it somewhere. If you can stay up till midnight and you kiss the one that's whatever it is, you're going to have a great year. So this year, I dragged myself till midnight and
good job.
Did it. Yeah. It was not an easy task since we celebrated at 9 somewhere.
So I did it. So I have to ask, did anyone set any reading goals for this year?
Well, I always do the Goodreads challenge, and I upped my book total by 5, so because I crushed it last year. So
nice
I was like, I don't want to not get it, so I just upped it by 5. So
funny story with Goodreads is I crushed mine the year before, and so upped mine last year and got nowhere near. I think I got a little too ambitious, so I kind of went in the middle this year with mine, and I can't remember what I decided. Anybody else?
Well, I learned about an amazing thing called the ABC Challenge. So you go through and you find a book or author that starts with that letter, and you just try to collect all letters of the alphabet.
Nice.
Which I was like, that seems like a really fun way to find some really out there books that I probably wouldn't normally read.
Right. Yeah.
Especially with X and Y and
Z. So it could be the title or the author?
Yes.
There's light bulbs going off in this room.
Yeah.
I can see them flickering in Sarah's eyes.
So that's kind of my New Year's challenge. Because I read a lot of books anyways.
That's a great
this
idea.
Way I can kind of spread the variety a bit.
Yeah.
I like it.
I kept mine the same as last year. I have two separate Goodreads accounts. So on one, I think I put at like 50. And on the other one, I think I put at like 100. So my goal is just to read as much as I did last year.
So my goal is not that.
Not either.
Well, I just heard about the ABC chat. I think I'm going to do that.
Join me.
Great idea.
My niece is doing a challenge I thought was kind of interesting. She went on Facebook and asked for recommendations for the year. So, you know, if you give her recommendations, she'll put them in, plug them in plug them in on a month, and then she'll read it. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's more my speed.
That's a good speed.
So are there any other goals you set that you want to share? I am not like a New Year's resolution person, so.
No.
Either.
Reading goals, yes. Other goals,
yeah.
There was a funny joke, and it said, what is the first thing, what is one of the things that you can do, New Year's resolution? And that's to write a to-do list for 1 week that you start. For 1 week into the year, a to-do list. In other words, it's hard to keep those.
Yeah.
I will say, it's not a New Year's resolution, but I am like a night owl, and that's not good for you.
That's me.
Because I don't get to just like wander, and I need to be here at a certain time. So it's not like I can sleep in the next day. So I decided like I'm going to try to be in bed by 11 o'clock. So I started on, there's an app. You can do like streaks. And so I started that.
Oh, nice.
I'm on day 10.
That's what you were talking about yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, was a whole exercise.
That's another streak
thing. It's funny that you mentioned it, because I actually started doing a similar thing. So a couple years back, I used to have my sleep down to like a science. Like I could just go to bed and then wake up, no alarms. No, nothing. Felt amazing in the morning, like wide awake. Wow. And it was all because I was trying to sleep within like 90-minute intervals. So I was waking up at the end of a REM cycle. And that was really cool. And then I dropped it, and I haven't been able to get back to it. So this year I've been trying to get back to it. So scheduling my sleep and trying to, you know, really do well with it.
Wow. So I'm just trying to be invested.
That's quite
really hard for me right now because I am a tennis fan and the Australian Open is on right now.
Oh,
and that goes
into the night.
So, sure. So I was pushing it last night. And so technically last night I was in bed, but the TV might have been off. Because it was Nadal and he had to leave the court because he was injured. And anyway, I had to see.
So. Well, see, my thing is I'll go to bed at like 9, but I'll stay up and read for 3 hours.
So, full disclosure, it literally means I need to be in bed at 11, not sleeping. So I read as well. Anyway.
Sleep.
Baby steps, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Denise, Leslie, and I have been doing this podcast, Library Chat, for over 2 years, and we met just to discuss kind of our goals for Library Chat for 2023, and the discussion, as our discussions usually are, took an interesting turn. So, as we talked about the future topics and where we wanted to take Library Chat next, it kind of occurred to us that maybe the future of Library Chat shouldn't include us. So, we kind of decided that maybe it was time for some fresh voices, perspectives, that kind of thing. So, that leads us to our social guests.
Yay!
Jody, Angie, and Leland will be taking over Library Chat starting next month. So, this will be Denise, Leslie, and I's last Library Chat. Of course, we'll always come back as guests, maybe.
Of course.
Maybe.
We will or not.
Call you back.
Depending on what you have planned. No. We will always come back as guests. But I thought before we moved on from Library Chat, Denise, Leslie, and I might want to reflect a little bit over our 2 years. So, so what was your favorite episode and part or favorite parts of Library Chat?
I kind of liked when we had guests. I was reflecting, and I think one of our first guests was Roger in gardening, and I thought that was fun.
Our master gardener.
Yeah. Doing the live podcasts from the virtual book festival was fun. Mm-hmm. The ghost hunt, of course.
Oh, yes, of course. That's memorable. I have to tell you, Leslie, that's funny, because yesterday we finished up with after-school programming, and I walk out. It's pitch dark on 4th. I think I thought of you immediately. Oh, no. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't know.
Ghosts running around up here.
I know, right? All of. But I think whenever you get a guest in, they always are just some, Leland and just all the different people that came in as guests was always so much fun, too. Mm-hmm. Emily was, you know, with, she loves positivity and
poetry.
How important it is and poetry. And she, I'll miss it, actually, and miss this whole, because we just have great conversations and a lot of different things. And podcasts you never think to listen to. But I don't know that there's one that's my favorite.
I know.
They're all special in their own way.
For me, I always kind of do an outline of just where we're going when we're recording and doing our podcast. And I can tell you, though, we would always end up on a tangent of some sort. I just can remember a few that I just have to laugh about. But no, I think the live ones were fun. We kind of branched out a little bit. We got a little more confident. No.
Daredevilish.
So are there any recommendations you would give to Jody, Angie, and Leland? Tips.
I would say be yourself.
Yeah.
Because you guys have all great personalities. Have a written guide to guide you at first.
Something maybe. A little prepared. something helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We spend not countless hours deciding, what should we do next? It'd be, you know, let's get together. What should we do? It was pretty fun, though. I don't know, just be you. You guys love podcasts. I know you guys do.
And I say good luck and anyone who has to do the opening. That was always my struggle.
Yeah.
The blooper reel on this, I'm sure, is for some reason I can never get those things started. All I have to do is say hello. Forget my name. I forget where I work. Forget other people's names.
And who they are.
I'm not sure I said Angie's last name right.
No, you did.
We all thought we should get shirts that said sorry, Tim, on them somewhere along the way.
I can probably make them on the Cricut.
Yeah, actually.
Tim West does our editing of the podcast, and whenever I make a mistake just in our opening or closing, I say sorry, Tim. So you don't have to stop, Tim. So, and now for the fun part, getting to know our new hosts of Library Chat. So we have some questions for Angie, Leland, and Jody. So first question is, just can you talk a little bit about your position here at the library? What you do? Okay. We know there's not a typical day, so I'm not asking that question. Because that is not a question, or one we can answer, but yeah, just want to share you do here at the library.
Well, this is Jody, and I'm with the patron services team, and I work mainly with our patrons, entering applications, answering the phone and questions, and sending machines out, creating cartridges. Manning the desk, checking out books, checking in books, running SuperDupe.
Mail.
Whatever needs to be done, and if I can do it, and I have the time, then I think that's what we all do, pretty much, if we're needed somewhere. So.
Wait a minute, you're forgetting something.
What am I forgetting?
Once a month.
What?
You're great with kids.
Oh.
They love you. You're really good with kids.
And I do jokes with Jody on Tuesday afternoons with Denise.
Yes, you do. And they love it when you give a joke and they know.
Yeah, if they know the answer, that's even better.
They think it's hysterical.
Yes. It's Angie, and I'm the technical services librarian. So I'm on the patron services team. So answer the phone, man the front desk, help with mail. I pull books, I shell books, and then for IMC, I also process all the Braille textbooks and worksheets that come through. And then behind the scenes, I am the cataloger, so I also catalog any books that come in. I primarily work with the audiobooks that come in and getting those records updated. That way they can go into the collection. And then with the large print collection, too, and then the youth collection as well. So just whatever needs to be done. Whatever, whenever. Yeah.
This is why there's no typical day.
Mm-hmm. She's great at the Cricut.
Oh.
And detail.
I'm the Cricut master.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Cricut master.
Cricut master.
Teach us.
I believe that's like one of those little bloopers or reels on Mulan.
Yeah.
So this is Leland, and I mainly do a lot with the IMC. So I wrestle a lot of Braille, I run a lot of the embossers, and I box it all up, sort it, collate it, you name it, I do it. Also, I take long walks through the stacks, pulling books, putting books back sometimes, more than likely pulling books to send out to students. I do some on the patron side, so trying to help answer questions, try to find solutions and answers to all the wonderful questions I get, be it from tech help about e-readers, because I mainly do a lot for the e-readers, to jumping in on other technical questions, like with Victor Reader Streams and hooking them up to Bard and how does this work. I seem to get a lot of tech questions, and I love it.
And just for our listeners, the IMC is an instructional materials center, and that's the piece of our library that provides accessible educational materials for pre-K through 12th grade and post-secondary students. Braille, large print, and audio, whatever the student needs. So, next question. What do you like to read? And I'm going to add to it. What do you like to read? And what is, where is your favorite reading spot?
Oh. Can I go first? So since I read quite a bit, I guess the only thing I really don't read is Westerns. Everything else is fair game. I was talking to somebody this week, and I was like, if I read a series, since I read so much, I really look for, like, longer series, like 5 or more books. So those are the ones I typically gravitate towards. I read 2 series back in November, and it was great. One had 10 books, and the other one had 9. I was in heaven for, like, 2 weeks.
You read all those in 2 weeks?
Like, 2.5. There was one day I just whipped through 3 books.
Nice. So do you sleep?
I was just thinking that.
What's that?
She goes to bed and sleeps till the next morning.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know what that is anymore. And then probably my favorite spot to read is, I have this big 1.5 chair in my front room. So just like sprawled over that, or just like laying in bed, because usually the cats are around me. And like, if I'm in bed, at least they have like space to go off on their own. In the chair, they're usually just on me then.
But, yeah, I can visualize all the cats snuggled up with you.
Try to help.
I just can't.
Yeah, especially since in my front room I have an electric blanket plugged in, so I'll throw that on me, and then they'll all be on me.
Yeah. I would like to be on that too.
I'd be on fire with an electric blanket.
You and me. Yeah.
I need a cooling blanket. Do they have those?
I actually think they make
they
them.
Do. Really? Yeah.
I'm sure it's a thing.
Oh, wow.
Probably is somewhere.
I love electric blankets. I have an electric blanket.
Well, I like this, Jody. I like true crime and murder mysteries. And my favorite series was The Rizzolian Isles by Tess Gerritsen. Since I listen to books, I have to be doing something, because if I'm just sitting there, that's when I go to sleep. Is if I'm reading a book, and then I'll miss it all, and then, you know, so I'm either in the kitchen just cleaning, or I don't know, making a blanket for my grandkids for Christmas. I'm listening, so it's just really when I'm doing something is when I have to listen.
Now, for me, I would have to say probably a lot of fiction. I kind of jump from genre to genre, kind of stick pretty close to fantasy, science fiction. But especially if there's kind of lore in the book, pulling from other like stories, I really love that stuff. So Wheel of Time, favorite book, along with the Hyperion Cantos. All those books were really great and amazing. Very nerdy, very sci-fi. I've also come across a horror comedy that's kind of like a weird niche, but I found some really good books in that kind of genre. So I'm always looking to find more things to read and suggest. My favorite place to read, I have this giant 7-foot-long beanbag couch in my basement. Wow. So it's a nice, cool place. And then I got a blanket, and then just, you know, flop down this nice couch and just read away.
Wow.
Yeah, it is big. Is wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite reading spot.
Does the cat sit on you with that big beanbag?
Unfortunately, no. She likes to run around the rim of the couch as I'm laying there.
And like, jump get on
zoomies.
You.
Yeah, she doesn't jump on me. Just like runs right by me and like stares at me.
Oh, they stare.
Just stare. It's like play. I'm like, I'm reading my book.
Okay. And so we usually talk about books and podcasts. I say usually, sometimes we stray. But so what podcasts do you like to listen to? Or do you like podcasts? I guess I shouldn't assume.
Well, recently, I won't name the name because I'm sure Angie's gonna mention it. She told me about a wonderful podcast, and I've probably binged about 200 episodes since like last week. You're like
a third of the way through.
Yeah, about a third. It's my favorite kind of podcast format where it's like 10 minutes long.
Oh, yeah. That's kind.
Yeah. Sweet. Other lovely podcasts I still enjoy, The Stoic Coffee Break. There's also another one that I started listening to not too long ago called Coffee Break German. So it's a podcast about learning how to speak German, which is really fun. And they're like little snippet lessons, and I enjoy them. They come in all different kinds of foreign languages as well. But I've been trying to teach myself German. So that's been kind of my big kick outside this one that Angie has told me about. I don't want to steal it, though.
So probably the first one I ever listened to, and I still listen to it every week, is Stuff You Should Know. That's typically about 40 minutes to an hour long. And then others I listen to, the one Leland's talking about is called Morning Cup of Murder. So it tells you what happened in true crime on that day in history.
I've listened to that. Yeah.
I don't think that was the one we listened to.
Kind of murder.
Similar.
Yeah. And then I also listened to Morbid and
Morbid.
And Crime Junkies. Those are the three true crime ones I listened to. And then I'll listen to other random ones here and there, maybe just like an episode, or if like they have a three-part arc, I'll listen to that as well. But yeah, those are the four I usually listen to at least every day or every week.
And the one I don't know why I've been focused on this. Actually, it's tapered off. But Angie and I kind of went back and forth about the Christopher Watts murders in Frederick, Colorado, in 2018, where he killed his pregnant wife and his two daughters, and then threw the daughters in the oil wells.
Yeah.
I don't know why that popped up. You know, I saw a couple of videos on YouTube, and then I got onto I don't even know what the name of the podcast was, but we were going back and forth listening to it. And I think I was thinking, well, if I keep listening to it, maybe I'll have a different ending and they're not dead. It's just such a, you know, horrible story, but I don't know why I was so...
You're the one that had us...
Got us interested in the forensic files. So what was the name of that podcast? There were several different ones that focused on it, but I can't remember. See, that's how much I don't know the names.
I've had that with books when we were talking. Like, it has a blue cover. His character was...
Oh, that's kind of weird when you get patrons that call. Well, yeah, there's this person in it. Okay, well, I'll try, but...
I'm the person you'll ask, somebody will ask you, what are you reading? Or what's a good book? And it's like, I haven't read a book.
I know.
Ever.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, what do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I mean, if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you a ton of things.
I know.
Yeah.
So my final question is, what are you looking forward to most about Library Chat?
Ooh, just a scene where it goes.
That's great.
Because, the three of us can just start talking about something and it just, goes off on a tangent in another direction. So I guess just seeing, where it takes us. Because, we can plan it out, but ultimately, that might not be where it goes. So I guess just seeing what happens.
That's why it's fun.
That's the way, yeah. Chat.
I'm very excited to bring some of my weird knowledge and things I research just in a podcast form. Just be like, so don't judge me, but this month I've been looking into and then just go on a whole side tangent. I'm going to definitely be the side tangent person, I feel.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Angie, just to see where it goes. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, we've had conversations where you start off here. I had this conversation with my sister-in-law last night. You know, I start off here, and then all of a sudden I'm over here. I'm like, wait a minute, how did I get over here when I started over here? You know, it's kind of like when I clean my house. You know, I'm doing this. Oh, that needs done, so I better do that. And then, but clear around the room, and I haven't even finished the first one yet.
But isn't that the best part when you get off on those tangents? Yeah. And you're like, oh.
Well, yeah, sometimes genius. We pick a topic and I dive in to do like the book list or even to do the podcast mm-hmm. list. And I'm sometimes, our collection is just so big mm-hmm. that I'm like, I didn't even know. I mean, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the podcast world, hoy.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge.
So that was always fun, is kind of narrowing it down to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was taking all these little mental notes when you guys were talking about your podcast.
Leslie, Denise, do you have any questions? Final thoughts?
I'm just excited to hear it. I've never actually listened to ours, so I'm excited to, because I was part of it.
I haven't either.
So I'm excited to listen.
I make it through about the first 5 minutes.
And then you're like, how long is this anyway?
It is hard to listen.
You guys are wonderful. It's the fact that I it's just not to hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will miss it. I think it's just, we'll be excited to come back as your guess, maybe someday, maybe. But I have a question for you three real quick. So if you have a book, do you like to read the first sentence or the very last sentence of the book?
We had this question not long ago.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious.
I don't remember what I said.
What's your answer? This is a tough question.
It is a tough question.
Does anybody read the last sentence?
So, I guess I never have, so
no.
It would be the first.
I do. I do. I like to know.
And it usually means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But really for does. Some reason, and I can tell you if I'm reading the ebook, that's too hard to get to the last.
Yes, yeah, so it would be.
So for that. I don't on those, and it bothers me.
Although I like to know. If I get, three or four pages in, it hasn't grabbed me, I'm done.
Same there, yeah.
Yeah.
Denise and I also, well, and Leslie too, we have we usually need to know if any animal is introduced into this book.
Yes.
I will search through towards the end to see is the animal still there?
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's this animal?
And how attached are we going to get to this animal?
I know.
Yeah, that's exactly. That would be me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I would just make sure I had a box of tissues next to me because immediately we'll start crying.
I don't know if you ever watch videos on Facebook. That's a place where I go down a rabbit hole, but you find videos on there. But anytime they have an animal on there and they're going to start talking about the ASPCA and all that, I can't watch it because mm-hmm. I will mm-hmm. lose it.
Did we get off on a tangent just now?
We don't even remember what it... Oh,
the first or the last. Do you like the first sentence or the last sentence of a book?
So I feel like if I've never read a book, I just dive straight in from the start. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm rereading a book, that's when I tend to jump around, especially towards the end. Like I will jump towards the end, reread a little bit at the end, jump back at the beginning to start reading it from the start. Just to kind of refresh my memory of where it ends, just so I can know what kind of key points I want to look out for. I've reread the Wheel of Time series about 4 times now. Mm-hmm. I'm still finding things that are suggested in different books that I didn't pick up on. Mm-hmm. I just really like that. It just makes me very happy.
So how many pages or chapters do you give a book before, before you walk away? Or are you willing to walk away?
Like one, maybe two. Like there was a book I read and there were so many grammatical errors in that first chapter. I just, I was like, how did this even get published? And just, no, but usually I'll just, like one or two. I'm not going to waste my time if I don't like it.
Yeah, me either.
I just read a book that was 896 pages. And I was at about, I think I was telling Sarah about this. I was about page 400 and I was like, I don't care what happens to these people. Like, I don't care. I don't like these characters. But I was like, I have to, but I'd already read like almost half of it. So I finished it, but I can tell you my last 300 pages, I was on my Kindle and I was just like swiping.
Torture.
Swiping. I got like a gist of what was happening. Swipe. Got a gist. And I finished that book in like an hour.
I think wow. I've talked about, there's a, I won't say what series, but there's a series I loved, but it's gone on for a really long time. And honestly, the only thing I have left, like invested in it, is which guy is the main character going to pick. So when they get, the new one gets released, I just see at the end.
Last page.
Who she's
last...
with. And I don't think she's picked. Even to this
point. Oh, wow.
It's the Janet.
Yeah. I love the Stephanie grandma on that one. She's a hoot.
She is a hoot.
So have you read the latest, anybody?
No.
I'm going to just have to go look.
Oh, that's smart.
See where we're at.
I can count on one hand the number of books I have put down that I started.
I do not walk away.
But does not mean I will read the sequels. Mm-hmm. Okay, if the series, the first book was really bad, I won't finish the series. But I very, very rarely walk away from a book. Just because you never know. There's been a handful of books that I've like starting it and like, this is, what is this? I don't like, this isn't great. But someone recommended it to me and said, no, it's amazing. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep reading. And then like halfway through also, I'm like, oh my gosh, I get this now. It's so good. And then like the last half goes by so quick and it's just like, I need more. So I don't give up on books too quickly. Mm-hmm. Although there's definitely a couple I'm like, I could go without. I won't recommend them to people, but I try not to give up. Just for that, like, last minute
turnaround. You're so loyal, Leland. So loyal.
But I typically
I just love that feeling.
Yeah.
When a whole book, like, shifts in your brain of, no, this isn't great, to, this is a really good book. Like, I see where they're going with this.
So. You know, it's funny, because my daughter recommended Schitt's Creek, and I know you loved it, and I think you loved it. All so many people loved it, and I'm like, in like the sixth or seventh episode, I'm like, when does this get good? My sister-in-law, but a lot of people, I'm like, yeah, I don't see it.
I'm with Angie, like on the westerns. I read them, but they're not like something I return to. And science fiction, it's got to be a certain kind.
Yeah,
where I'm sure you all feel. Don't feel the love for a cozy mystery or a historical mystery that I do.
Mm-hmm. I typically don't gravitate toward a series. Because I want the book to end when I'm done with that book.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I don't gravitate towards series.
Yeah. But the Tess Gerritsen ones, I still didn't finish them all. But, you know, because I'm like, this is going on too long. But I get the gist. It's kind of the same thing once you go from book to book. But
and I like a series, and I have to read them in order. Because I can tell you, I accidentally got one that's not the first. And I'm reading it, and it's good, but it's bothering me.
It's like, this isn't the one.
I almost put it down, and was like, I'm on page, like, 60, but I'm like, maybe I should start at the beginning and come back to you. But I'm like, you don't really need it, but apparently I do. Any last questions for Denise, Leslie, any last thoughts?
No, you guys are going to rock it.
It'll be fun.
Yes, this will be fun. I'm excited.
I am too. Mm-hmm. I am too.
So I want to thank Denise and Leslie for all your work on Library Chat, coming up with episode topics, book lists, podcast lists, being willing to share and have fun, go on ghost hunts with a recorder on a little stick.
getting lost.
Being willing to do all that. It has been a lot of fun, and I thank you guys for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Lots of organizing.
And I think a thank you to Jody, Angie, and Leland for jumping in and taking library chat to new heights. I can't wait to hear what you guys are going to discuss in
2023.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm going to listen to that. Yes.
We're actually going to listen to that.
Yeah, we're going to listen to that.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us today for our January 2023 library chat episode. If you missed any of our earlier episodes, the podcast is available on our library blog, iowalibrary.blog. You can also find episodes from other library podcasts like Library News and Braille Bits on the library blog as well. So thank you for listening, and Jody, Angie, and Leland will chat with you next month. Bye!
Bye. Bye.